And here she is. It's all yours.
I love the Drug Geek t-shirt. You guys should all join Erwin and get one of these. I wrote this essay at the Rainbow Gathering a few years ago.
A little bit louder, honey.
Yeah, I'm Hope and Fear. This is a fear of mine. I write. Send the shit out of the world. I don't really talk in front of people. Here we are doing it in front of this.
Matrix bound us and made us possible. We ask ourselves, what are we?
the infinite indignity of it, the irony, the wild joys that take us and are taken from us. Why do we die for our children? Yes, it is that impulse to life. It is the song that calls us down out of our ancestral trees and that points us towards the stars. The insensate drive to continue it, to be. It is this that brings us together in ecstasy amid death. Grandmother, I reached the age of understanding, and I did not understand. I was raised amongst lost souls, imprisoned amongst their own elevating symbols. I thought myself filthy, and I was. Weak, and I was. Powerless, and I was. I am your daughter, and I have been made ashamed of being a woman. I have been made ashamed of my humanity. I was raised in a culture that perverted the worship of the spirit into a weapon of fear to extract tribute and impose control. I am your daughter, and I find myself made manifest in a time of crisis. Here the fetus has begun to soil the womb. Here we must catalyze the metamorphosis, or be reabsorbed by the mother to await a more perfect incarnation. We are great with our pregnancy, with our fullness, and our fear, our expectancy. Clearly, it is a time that must give birth to heroes. The eternal myth that the fractal pattern has unfolded everywhere within itself reports as much prophecy as history. The time has come again for true avatars of the impulse to life to step forward and challenge the great sea, or rather to accept its awesome challenge with the courage and passion born of necessity. We've all been told legends of past glory, past victories of the human spirit against overwhelming odds. We say to ourselves, oh, had I been in that story, I would have done likewise. I would have taken up arms. I would have left my lovers and my family, and I would have borne great hardship, and I would have done terrible battle. See, now that I am in the same story and have always been so, I am in the story that begins with a word and will end with a silence, the only tale there is to tell. Here has been the endless pageantry of the human enterprise. Here millions upon millions have chosen to give themselves into the service of that which they are collectively above that which they are individually. Again and again, sacrificing even experience itself in order to plant the flag or promote an ideology. If ever within the divine play some struggle within the plot merited the dedication of the actor's lives, surely it approaches the irrelevant. When held up against the effort to transform the collective consciousness in time to ensure the very continuation of the tale itself. Will we survive into our racial adulthood and carry our story on to hundreds of worlds for millions of years, or will we founder and die unfit to survive? The events of the coming century will bear heavily. I am your daughter, and I have been denied my rites of passage. How can we mark the end of our cultural adolescence when we remain unconfirmed as individuals, our allegiance to the human cause unsworn? How can we free ourselves from superstition if we cannot bring ourselves into accord with the truth about our existential predicament? Here we are. Okay? Here we are, that's what it comes down to. Again and again, here we are. Again and again, we are ourselves suffering, ephemeral, bound up in a universe that defies expectation and transcends metaphor. So be it. The only tenable position is to say yes to it. Very well then, I'll take it. It's what there is. I accept those terms of existence that I cannot change. I give my retroactive consent, take up my adult status of my own free will. Bring it on. I find that I do not yet resonate with the desire to end the cycle of birth and death. Life is more than a bridge between nothingness and nothingness. It is the perfect figure that dances upon that perfect, unmanifest ground. It is what is before me, and I will seize it with both hands. I am part and product of this life. I am no more stuck inside of it than it is stuck inside of me. I am alive at the turn of the millennium. What great spirit has ever walked the earth that would not trade places to be me? Staggering miracles are my daily fare. Here I am, on stage for the climax. A climax, anyway. The luckiest of the lucky. Of the lucky. I have only to try to be worthy of this greatest honor. Grandmother, impulse to life, logos, creator, self. This is our prayer. Help me to free myself from the bondage of self-centered and inefficient thinking. Help me to transcend the useless fear that has shackled my spirit. Help me to conquer my ignorance, apathy, and cowardice. Grant me perspective, focus, and dedication requisite to the task at hand. Inspire me. Wash me with love. Let me be undaunted by the overwhelming complexity of it all and the seeming uselessness of individual actions. Remind me that I am never alone. Remind me that the tale has its own inner artistry, and probability is not what it seems to be. We shall surely succeed, though action is needful to make it so. Grant me faith. Thank you, Grandmother, for sending life into the future. Everything that I have and will experience. Richness beyond counting, beauty unimaginable. These gifts have passed through you to me. In gratitude, indeed in reverence, I wish to help ensure that the flame does not gutter and die at this crux, but that it burns on. It is yet possible that all of this will come to an aesthetic conclusion. Perhaps one day, a young woman will stand with her feet firmly rooted on the soil of another planet, and she will call back to me across time with a joyful and impassioned voice, and she will say, I am your daughter! I am chiefess of a free people! I have reached the age of understanding, and I do understand! I need no more reason than this to persist. The beauty that I experienced, and the beauty that my experience makes possible. It is sufficient. Glory be to our mothers and fathers, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, worlds without end.